From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. The Missouri House changed a resolution yesterday that would make it harder to amend Missouri's constitution. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the House version adds back provisions that Senate Democrats filibustered for hours to remove.
When the Senate sent over the resolution, it contained only the provision that raises the votes needed to pass a constitutional amendment through the initiative petition process. However, the House amended version now includes other provisions that have been called ballot candy, aimed at making the proposal more appealing to voters. Representative David Tyson Smith said he was shocked that Republicans would push for this added language.
You're going to come in here with a straight face in this building, this respected chamber, and push deceptive language out there for the people to have to deal with? This is outrageous.
The resolution must again get Senate approval. Another filibuster from Democrats over the extra language is a possibility. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg.
The Missouri Senate is set to debate the state's $50 billion budget next week. The Freedom Caucus, a faction of Republicans, has vowed to cut hundreds of millions in spending, according to the Missouri Independent. Their efforts could push the final vote on the budget past the constitutional deadline on May 10th. Other legislative leaders are confident they will meet the deadline. Most long-term care facilities in Missouri will need to hire more nursing staff to comply with new federal requirements. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports on the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services unveiled the rule earlier this week.
The new rule means homes must have RNs, LPNs, and other staff to cover about 3.5 hours of care per resident per day and have a registered nurse on staff 24/7. Facilities that receive federal reimbursement must comply or face fines or risk losing their funding. Bill Bates is CEO of Leading Age Missouri, an industry group that represents mostly nonprofit facilities. He says budget-conscious nursing homes are already competing for a limited number of nurses.
And if they find a nurse they can hire, they often cannot afford to hire that nurse.
Long-term care centers have up to 5 years to meet the new standards, with rural facilities given more time to comply. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Former State Representative Chuck Basie has withdrawn from the race for Missouri Senate because of a cancer diagnosis. The Missouri Independent reports Basie was the only Republican candidate running for the state's 19th Senate district. Basie's withdrawal will mean he has a chance to choose a replacement for the August 6th primary ballot. Basie was running against former Representative Stephen Weber. Basie says he has a replacement in mind, but did not specify who. I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.